There are many mysteries in our life of faith, but there are two mysteries that occupy a very central place, namely the incarnation, how God could take on human nature, and the second is, of course, the paschal mystery, how then the God-man could go through death and conquer death and rise again from the dead and ascend into heaven. We see very clearly in these passages from the Gospel of St. John, people are having a hard time understanding the incarnation. The Pharisees and the Jews, the scribes, all of these people who were faithful people, they believed in God. They did their best to follow the law and to be obedient to what God had revealed. These people are struggling mightily because Jesus is doing these great works and because he's claiming to be one with the Father. They accuse him of blasphemy because of that, because they cannot conceive how a man could be God. They're going to have trouble after a few more days figuring out how he rose from the dead, too. Here we are, distanced by about 2,000 years. And honestly, we still haven't figured it out. We can't fathom the incarnation, nor can we fathom the resurrection in their fullness of these mysteries. But it was very fitting that in our opening prayer this morning, we acknowledged that God gives us the grace to be like the Blessed Virgin Mary in contemplating the Passion. But if you think about it, she also contemplated the incarnation. She, more than any other person, spent time pondering these two mysteries. The incarnation, how it could be that God would take on human nature, and the resurrection, how her own son could conquer death and rise from the dead and ultimately send his Holy Spirit upon his people. As we're entering into these last days of Lent and preparing to enter into the sacred Triduum, the most holy days of the year, I encourage you, reach out and take Mary by the hand and let her guide you through these days, because she'll teach you something about these profound mysteries of our faith. She'll guide you. She always, lovingly, as a good mother, draws us closer to Jesus, her son. So invite Mary this day to be your guide in these holy days and allow her to help you ponder these great mysteries.